have gathered here today, Father God, and we have come together as you have commanded us in your word. You told us not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together, and so much the more as we see the day approaching, and that's the day of the coming of the Lord, the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So thank you, Father, for those that have gathered here in this place today, and we've gathered in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And not only that, Father, I thank you for those, Father God, that are watching us by way of live stream, Father God, and those that would love to be in church, but for some circumstance, whatever it may be, have hindered them, whether it's physically or something else, as keeping them out of church and out of the assembly. Father, I pray for them right now. I ask you to set them free, Father God. If they need healing in their body, heal their bodies, Father God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But in the meantime, we are glad that they've joined us by way of the live stream, YouTube, whatever method they use. Father God, I pray that all of us, those that are present here and those that are watching, that their ears would be open to hear the word of God. And not only just their ears being open to hear the word of God, but their hearts being open as well to receive the word of God. Because we must receive the word of God in our hearts. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we thank you, Father God, that your word will work on our behalf. Because you've already declared that your word will never ever return unto you void. But it will perform your will upon this earth and in our lives as we hear it and receive it and walk it out by faith. Father God, we thank you that things are changing. Things are changing. And we're not moved by what we see. We're not moved by what we hear. We're not even moved by how we feel, but we are moved by what we believe, and we believe the living word of God. And we walk by that. We give you the glory, Father, and the praise. In Jesus' mighty name, shout amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And it's very appropriate for Terry to sing that song, because I want to actually continue from last week, but talking to you about something that we should be very grateful for. And that is the wonderful salvation that God has for us. Amen. And I just want to tell you something before I continue. Just want to say this to you. God loves you right where you are. God loves you right where you are. And if you haven't already, grab a hold of his hand by faith. And if you're in a place that you do not like, just hold on to his hand by faith, and he'll walk you right out. Hallelujah. Be willing to be patient. Don't you know the Bible says we need to develop patience? Amen. Because everything don't manifest just like that. A few things do, but this is a walk of faith, brothers and sisters. This is a walk of faith. Amen?
Amen.
So again, I want to minister to you for a few minutes concerning the power of our salvation. Now, I was born again myself in 1969, at the age of 19, I was born again. Hallelujah. And my life changed forever. Yes, it did. It changed forever. You know, sometimes people will pray, listen to me, or should I say repeat, or pray after you, what we call the sinner's prayer, just so you'll leave them alone. That's not a good reason. I share this with you, and then we'll move on. But my sweet mama and Cora's mama, she was such a sweet lady. She had a twin sister, identical twin. They were identical twins. And she was sweet too, and I loved them both. And I considered both of them my mama. But my mother was not an educated woman. She could read, and she could do some figuring and so forth. You know, she knew how to count money. And she was a very smart lady. And when I mean smart, I mean she weren't lazy. She was not a lazy woman. And Corey and I spent most of our time with her, which my dad was in the house, but there's some situations there. Don't get me wrong, you know. And let me, I'm kind of jumping off the subject here, but I want to say something to you. I don't know what experience you may have had, your mom, your dad. Hopefully it was a good one. Hopefully it was. But I want to say this to you. Whatever you do, if they did not live up or measure up to your expectations from them, make a decision that you're going to love them anyway. Now, I don't know why exactly I got off on that, but I just want to make a decision that you're going to love them anyway. Because I'm not making excuses. There's never an excuse for wrongdoing. You hear me? There's never an excuse for wrongdoing. But sometimes you don't understand their, what happened to them. So, whatever you do, love them, pray for them. If they don't know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, pray that they'll be born again. Forgiveness is a powerful thing. I'm just taking a moment here to share this. We're going to move on. But forgiveness is a powerful thing. And it will set you free. Unforgiveness keeps you in bondage. Jesus Christ himself, an innocent man, had done no sin, hanging on the cross in pain, having been whipped, nails in his hands, his feet, crown of thorns on his head, having been pierced in the side, in his side, lied on, rejected by the very people he came to. But one thing, one powerful thing Jesus said, and again, I'm just here. One powerful thing Jesus said. Y'all listen to me, please. He was a man that never sinned. Amen? And that qualified him to take our sins upon himself because he had never sinned. Hang on that cross in agony, in pain. Before he died, he had one more opportunity to be angry. But he didn't. He didn't get angry. Because here's what he said. He says, Father, forgive them. The very ones that pierced him in his side, nailed him to the cross, those that whipped him, all those that lied on him, all of them, he says, Father, forgive them. They don't even know what they're doing. They don't know what they're doing. That was powerful. Jesus left this earth, he died with a forgiven heart. As I'm sharing that with you today, he died with a forgiven heart, which is a lesson to us. Don't ever take that stuff to the grave. Don't ever take it to the grave. If someone did you wrong, if a parent did you wrong, a friend did you wrong, forgive them. You go free. You love them. You put them in God's hands. Are you still here? Glory be to God. Now, I don't like to get off of my subject like I just did, but I believe I'm over here because someone needs it. And regardless of how you've been treated, you forgive them and you go free. You go free. Because who the Son set free is what?
Free indeed.
Is free indeed. And don't allow unforgiveness to block your blessings and hinder your prayer. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Well, let me hold my place right here where I was going. Thank you, Lord. I don't know if we get finished with this or not, but I feel the unction to take you here. Turn to the book of Mark, chapter 11. I made a decision, and you've heard me say this before, that I'm not going to carry that yoke. I'm not going to carry that burden of unforgiveness. I'm going to be free. Now, in Mark chapter 11, remember the fig tree? Remember the fig tree? I don't want to read it all, but look at verse 20. We'll begin at verse 20. It says, now in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And of course, Jesus had cursed the fig tree, right? Verse 21, and Peter remembering said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away. So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. One thing about walking by faith is even when it seems like you're losing, you're still winning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. That's powerful, isn't it? Hallelujah. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, what are you to do? You're to do what? Believe that you receive them. And what else? Jesus said that. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them, or you will have them. I'm reading from the New King James Version. You will have them. God answers prayer. We see it all through the Bible. God answers prayer. But that's not all Jesus said. He wasn't done. And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, what are you to do? Now there's two powerful words here. Well, three that I want to point out to you. The first one is anything. Anything means what? Anything. Hallelujah. Put Mark 11:25 on the screen for me, please. All right. So, he said, when you stand praying, if you have anything, anything means whatever it may be, nothing left out, all right? If you have anything against anyone, that includes everybody. If you have anything against anyone, forgive him. It could be her. Why do I need to do that, Lord? So that your Father in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. What am I saying? Don't allow anything or anyone to stand in the way or block you from receiving what you need from God. It's not that God's wanting to keep anything from us. Jesus said, have faith in God. But you have to take a look at that, have faith in God, which means then, if I got something against this brother, which I don't, or this sister, which I don't, they're wonderful people, and I thank God for both of them. But if I had something against them, that's going to block my blessings. That's going to block what God wants to do for me. Because he wants me to forgive them. They hadn't done a thing to me. But if they had, he wants me to forgive them. The devil wants us to hate. God says, forgive them. Had Jesus not forgiven those that lied on him, whipped him, did all the things they did, he wouldn't be qualified, let me put it this way, to deliver us. He didn't die on the cross yelling at them, I hate every one of you, and calling them names. No. He said, Father, forgive them. They don't even realize what they're doing. And that's powerful right there, but I won't go there. I've already detoured already. But that's powerful. He said, Father, forgive them. And what they didn't realize is Jesus was dying for them too. The Bible says one day when he returned, even those that pierced him were going to see him. But he died for them too. He even died for Judas, who betrayed him. You might say, well, Pastor, I don't know about all that, but the Bible had prophesied he was going to. Yeah. God knew what he was going to do. But you have to understand Judas and his character. One thing, he was greedy. He was a lover of money. The Bible tells us he was even stealing from, he was Jesus' treasurer, and he was even stealing money out of the ministry treasure. Not only that, they paid him to lead them to Jesus. No wonder the Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. Not the money itself. We need money to pay our light bills, buy groceries, all those. We need money for that. But the Bible says the love of it is the root of all evil. But Jesus forgave, and it was genuine. The very ones that nailed him to the cross, he loved them. The very one that betrayed him, he loved them. One betrayed him, the other one denied him. Peter denied him. The difference between Peter and Judas is Judas didn't repent, Peter did. And God used him mightily. That's the power of forgiveness, folks. Maybe we need to change the subject this morning to the power of forgiveness. Glory to God. That's the power of forgiveness. Release folks that have done you wrong. You forgive them. Turn them over to Jesus. You pray for them, and you go free. Because that burden is heavy. Keep you sick. Forgive them. Jesus says, my burden is light. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I had no idea I was going in this direction. But I know I've been speaking to someone. I know we got folks watching the live stream. But I've been speaking to folks in here as well. So, well, I don't know who you are. I don't have to know who you are. Guys, come on back. Musician. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I am putting up my unused notes. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus.